So there'll be some report on this?
Yeah, Craig and Patrick have a report in the months ahead for you on what they've learned and where they would suggest to prioritize some changes, and we go from there. Your February discussion agenda, just a heads up, that you'll have a discussion about whether or not the board should retain its authority to determine schedules. That's the question that's been asked to be talked about. Then a couple of other updates.
I'm sorry, what's the how's that styled, or what did you say?
A discussion about whether or not the board will retain its authority to determine school schedules.
Okay.
The question that was put forward was whether or not to turn that responsibility that currently belongs to the board over to the teachers and parents at the schools, I think how it was worded.
Okay.
Prosperity 2020.
That's wonderful.
It is wonderful, and just wanted to highlight in the open meeting the page that I referred to in the weekly memorandum, that they had 20-some-odd ways to raise revenue. They've posted 8 of those in their public document. They are serious about trying to get additional resources into public schools, and that's refreshing.
Mikhail, can you get one of those for us? Where did you get that?
I got it from Mark Bouchard and Natalie Gochner. Let me see if I can get this.
Or an electronic version of it.
Yeah, I would like the electronic version.
I sent you the electronic
one. Oh, you did already? I'm sorry. I totally missed it.
A link to it or the thing?
A link to
it. A link to it. Okay. All right.
I think I may have downloaded
it. It becomes what?
I would like the centerfold version.
Okay, I totally missed it.
Are you sure our legislators have it in their hands?
They do not. This has not been distributed anywhere but through the chamber's kickoff event, not the chamber, Prosperity 2020, with the chamber being present about 2 weeks ago.
Could we not take each of our legislators one of those?
Let me see if I can get enough to do that.
Yep.
Chrissy, I just have a couple of things from schools.
Master board recognition, your collective letter from the governor saying way to go, Board of Education, and your plaque from USBA trying to encourage you to get 4 more of these little plates as they work through the master board program. So now that you have an in with the future president, we would expect to have plates sent to us every year.
Yeah. If we fill those other 3 spaces in, do we get a bigger plaque in 4 years? I mean, what?
You get a girl who dances around with a starfish.
You don't want to look at the plaque closely because we're not sure we want to put it up anywhere. But
yes, we do.
Okay.
Christy, maybe during your tenure you could have somehow a different graphic on it. I don't know.
And the teacher recognition awards, particularly the team awards, are starting to unfold. That first one, how did that go?
Oh, my gosh, it was so fantastic.
Northwest?
It went very well.
It went very well.
So the math department in Northwest is the only one that's publicly been recognized yet and out there, and it should be 2 years in a row for that department.
I just have to say that the energy in that school is unbelievable. I mean, we walked in and we laughed for like 10 minutes. I mean, if it wasn't the piano player or something that Brian was saying, or I mean, it was just the energy is so
Roger
great.
Haglund's Hawaiian shirt.
So true. So it was, I just so appreciated, you know, being able to be there. So thanks, Mike.
And then the last thing on the Highland High pilot, I mentioned I had a recommendation for them to maximize their flexibility, and that's the direction they would like to continue to go, and they'll put that back formally in writing. But essentially, you'll remember there's been no question all the way along that students should earn 4 units of credit for 4 instructional periods of time. It's been how to divide that up. And the recommendation I made was be thoughtful about meeting the needs of kids. Don't lock yourself into only one way to deliver that extra credit. That the whole process of an SEOP would suggest that a student might want to do additional work in any one of those 3 core content areas to earn additional credit in those core content areas. So the typical student not doing something unique or individualized would earn 1.25 credits in English language arts, 1.25 credits in math, 1.25 credits in science, and 1/4 credit in elective. That over time will be study skills. The placeholder this year, they used the advisory. But it is most appropriate to leave that flexibility because some kids may benefit from earning 3/4 of a credit in English or 3/4 in science rather than an additional 1/4 in each of the core areas. So they'll have to figure out how to actually operationalize that and meet it with the needs, but it meets their overall objective. And then I've asked Paul to give you a report in the summer of what did kids actually earn, because they are so positive about the trajectory. They're thinking about a cohort for 10th grade next year in a similar core model, as well as replicating the 9th grade.
They did add to the number of kids, you told me.
Yes, I think 210.
Yeah, they started with two groups of 90, and I think they've added kids to both of that AM and PM group, and have had what appears to be, in the data they shared with you a month or so ago, some great success initially in both attendance and achievement. So we'll see if that sustains and how that works out. But wanted to make sure they were comfortable with not cutting off their flexibility before they know how best to serve the kids, and they are, and so they now need to operationalize that.
So, Mikhail, I had one question about that, and it touches on Rosemary's question, which I think is a good one. The key there is giving accountability, for me, giving accountability back to the parents and the kids.
Right.
So that there's clarity about what they're doing, if they're being asked to do extra work in language arts, for example. How do they do that, and how do they make that real? I think the whole purpose is to get collaboration among the core teachers.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't be impossible to do that.
No,
but it is
going to
be
issue.
Careful. Uh-huh. It's got to be done carefully.
See, I guess if I were on site, I wouldn't actually award the additional credit until I was at least half year, maybe full year, into it to know how best to meet the need of the individual student. But to move along so the kids weren't following behind, they've wanted to report that extra quarter credit at each grading period, and that's how it ended up the first term as an advisory elective credit on everybody's report card. So I'm not sure what they're going to do for the majority of kids at the end of this term right now for that additional elective, but I'm trying to get them to take a deep breath and connect it back with kids and their needs, but make sure every student can earn all four credits. That's the goal.
And I'm all in favor of connecting back to the kids' needs, but there's got to be some intentionality about what are the kids' needs and why are you doing one thing as opposed to something else. That's the only comment I would
say. So I think right now if they don't figure out how to individualize, that it'll become a timing issue of when to report the additional quarter credit in each of the content area. Mm-hmm. And there's no urgency to post that at this point.
I have a question on his report
before we go to Rosemary.
Yeah, if that's okay. So let me make sure what you said earlier. You said that in a February board meeting that whether the board will retain its authority to determine school schedule. Is that a result of the vote we had about the school schedule?
Mm-hmm.
All right, because I'm looking at these unofficial minutes that just said that we had agreed to that we had joined Rosemary, me and Tiffany did, in talking about the issue being discussed, let's see, about the high school schedules.
Yep.
Because it seems to me that, you know, in state statute, that the board has ultimate authority.
It does.
But so how would we, is that what we're discussing, changing state law or what?
No, but what it used to, what in the past, let me put it this way, the schools decided and the board just agreed. And now it's the board decided and the schools just had to follow.
Right. So that's what I'm asking, that it's a matter of sequence. That my intent, at least when I voted on this, was to say, you know, let's allow a site-based decision process to take place. But I wasn't agreeing to say let's discuss if the board should relinquish its authority that's given to it in state statute.
That's
what
the request that was made by Rosemary, is to let the decision of schedule go to local level rather than retained at the board.
Oh, I'm taking my vote back. I didn't agree to that. I'd have to go back and listen, but I didn't.
No,
that's not what
I
understood.
I mean,
it was just.
But I mean, it's the same thing that we used to do for the last 40 years. Was that would the school would make the decision and then the board would say yes or no? But every time they always said yes. I mean, that was really my intent. It wasn't my intent to change.
Well, we can discuss the topic, and we can try to see how you would like to see it changed, Rosemary. I want to get your, we want to get your ideas out on the table and discuss them.
But so we're not going to be locked into this language that, that Dr. Withers just said. That
you don't have an action item at this point. You have a discussion.
We have a discussion on this
subject. All right, I get it now. All right, that's fine.
Okay. You know, I sent you, I think, Mikkel and Christy and Heather, something from Wasatch on that emergency plan.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So I got another note the other day, and they
From Wasatch?
From Wasatch.